Hello.
Hi, Donald. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal. Say, are you okay?
Hello.
Hi, Donald. It's Michael calling from MMA Legal. Say, are you okay?
Yeah, fine. Yeah.
Are you okay?
Just
have a quick 5 minute chat with me, Donald, about your case.
Yeah.
Sounds like you were in a hurricane before, Donald.
Yeah, I was out with a dog.
Yeah, what type of dog have you got?
Japanese Akita.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they're lovely, them dogs. Mm-hmm. That sounds windy, that.
Eh?
It was windy, that.
Yeah, it was,
Yeah. So just to let you know, Donald, all of our calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. My name's Michael. I'm a senior investigator at MMA.
Yep.
It's my job to get to know you, familiarise myself with your case, and then go out and gather the evidence, whether that be from your social services, of the care setting you stayed at.
Yep.
Or any sort of NHS, hospitals. My role is more to find out how your time in care has had an impact on your adult life. Whether that be through the likes of depression, anxiety, PTSD, any sort of alcohol or substance issues.
I've heard a lot.
What I'll do is I'll write to those relevant authorities and I'll gather the information. The reason being, Donald, is obviously, you know, what happened to you as a child has an impact on you as an adult. I'm making evidence, you know, what's happened to you as an adult.
Yep.
Directly because of the trauma you faced as a child. So that's the reason. I am going to ask you some tough questions, Donald, so I do apologize in advance. But you did say you had, you know, the full house there. But if we can go through it, have you suffered with depression, Donald?
Yeah, so I'm on medication at the moment for depression.
Okay. Suffered with depression. And this is on medication. Okay. Have you suffered with anxiety, Donald? And do you get medication?
Yeah, I actually suffer from severe social anxiety. I can't be near that guy, like say large crowds or anything like that. And I can't travel on public transport. Anybody near me, even if they were to touch me accidentally, just sends me over the top.
Yeah. Crowds. What's public transport? Okay. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to write to your GP, Donald, with your permission.
Yep.
I'm not going to tell him why I'm writing. I'm just going to request all of your medical records. Obviously, that is evidence we can use in your case and building your case. Have you suffered with alcohol or substance issues, Donald?
Yeah, alcohol. Okay. I ended up going to a place called Tayside Alcohol Problem Centre in Dundee.
Alcohol centre. I'll get the details off you in a minute, sir. For help. Was you referred to a GP, or is that something you've done yourself?
Well, I went to, I can't remember if I was referred to by the GP, but I ended up going to Nine Mills Hospital to the TAPS unit there. And then they referred me to go to, I had to go for an assessment, for a 6-day assessment. And then after the 6-day assessment, I had 12 days in a unit.
Okay. And then was it 12 days?
Yeah, it was 6 days for the assessment.
Yeah.
And then I went back a week later for the 12 day. I had to stay there 12 days.
Okay. So I get the names of them institutions off you now, if that's okay. Can I take your GP first, please?
Yeah, but my GP is
I just need the practice details. I don't need.
Well, it's Sighthill Red Practice in Edinburgh.
Right. Sighthill Red Practice.
Yeah.
Okay. And can I take the hospital? You said it was a TAPS centre, did you say?
Yeah, it was TAPS. TAPS. Yeah, that was in Nine Mills Hospital in Dundee.
Nine Mills?
No, Nine Wells.
Nine Wells, okay.
Hospital in Dundee. Well, my doctor's name is Brown. Dr. Brown.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. Give me 2 seconds. Dr. Brown. Okay, so I'm gonna write to these to GP and also to the Nine Wells Hospital in Dundee. I'm gonna request all of your information, all of your medical records. I'm also gonna write to the social services of the, is it Redhall Children's Car Home, was it?
Redhall Children's Home, yeah.
Okay, so I'll write to the, where was that? Where was that?
That was in Craig Walker in Edinburgh. That's C-R-A-I-G.
Lockhart.
L-O-C-H-A-R-T.
Lockhart. In Glasgow?
No, that was in Edinburgh.
Edinburgh, yeah, okay.
And I was also at a place called Howden Hall Assessment Centre.
Okay. Howden.
Howden, it's H-O-W-D-E-N, Hall.
Yeah, Hall.
And that was in Gracemount, Edinburgh. At G-R-A-C-E. M-O-U-N-T.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much.
That's where I was sent after I ran away from Redhall.
Okay. So we'll write to all of these local authorities and obviously NHS and GP. What I'll do is, do you want copies of all the information that I get, Donald?
Yeah, that would be helpful.
Okay.
I've already sent off to the social work department here in Edinburgh for my in care records.
Okay. How long ago did you send that?
Well, I should be hearing back again anytime soon, within the next couple of weeks.
Okay. If you get that first, it might be worth me getting that from you, or getting a copy of it.
Yeah.
Because obviously it could take months for me to get the information. I'll still write to them, but if we can prepare notes of what you get and what I get back, obviously between us, we should get a real full picture of absolutely everything, if that's okay.
Yep.
Okay, I've got one real difficult question for you, Donald. And I am sorry for asking it, but I will be doing you a disservice if I didn't ask. Have you ever tried to take your own life, Donald?
Yes.
I'm so sorry, buddy. I'm so sorry you thought that was your option. Did that end up, that attempt end up in hospital?
Well, if it wasn't for my girlfriend, I would be dead now.
Yeah.
When the ambulance arrived, Scan, they says I was totally out for it.
Yeah.
Missy, if I hadn't taken the treatment, it was actually my girlfriend and her mother that persuaded me to take the treatment, because when I arrived in the hospital, I was adamant at the time I didn't want the drip. I just wanted to end it.
Yeah. I'm so sad. I'm so sorry, buddy.
But Missy, that was due to something else as well. Missy, my whole life has just been total crap since.
Yeah, no, I get that. But we can obviously tie that back to obviously what happened to you as a child. Everything that happens to you as a child has a massive impact on,
well,
you know.
To be, Missy, I'll be perfectly frank with you. I had been accused of abuse myself.
Yeah. Okay.
They say, oh, again, it was total, again, total BS, but...
Did you ever get convicted?
No.
Okay.
They say, okay. The social work department, when I tried to tell them what had happened after, again, I had been accused, they just wouldn't listen.
Okay.
They say, to be perfectly honest, the person that accused me, again, just... was my an ex-wife, and just a few years ago, she actually sent me a friend's request on Facebook.
Mental, isn't it? Scary, that. What hospital did you go to for the...
It was Edinburgh Royal Infirmary. It was the old one.
Okay. Come in, I'll write that down. Edinburgh Royal Infirmary.
They say I've attempted suicide a few times, but...
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that.
But that, they say that was, that, they say that was a big one. Yeah.
How are you today? Don't know.
I'm all right, myself. I've got myself into the music now, and I've got my dog, so...
Oh, nice. What do you play with the music, or you listening to it, or...?
No, I actually play the guitar now.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
I actually go for weekly lessons.
Oh, nice. What music do you like to play on the guitar?
Well, I'm actually starting with the blues, so...
Oh, nice. That's the toughest one, isn't it, I suppose?
Yeah, but I try to self-teach myself, but... there was so many things on YouTube. Yeah, I thought, no, I need a professional to can sort of give me a structure.
Yeah, of course. Well, you picked up probably the hardest genre, that and jazz, maybe.
Well, I can play a 12-bar blues riff at the moment, so.
Oh, nice.
I'm getting there.
Oh, nice. Mine would be Johnny Cash, around that era. If I was ever to pick up a guitar and play it, I love that type of music.
Yeah, myself, like the guy likes the Shadows and things like that.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's cool. Oh, it's great that you're trying something. That's amazing. Yeah. Well done. So once I get all of your medical records from obviously the two hospitals and the assessment centre and the GP, as well as your social services records, me and you will go through them together. Make sure that we've covered absolutely every angle.
Yep.
To give you the best chance. We'll then submit that to the Scottish Redress. We've told them that we're going to appeal. We're going to claim. But we've also told them that we are going to be providing supporting evidence. So they know obviously not to judge the case as it is, although with your, you know, with no, just not being disrespectful with your age, Donald, we should get, we should get some information back pretty quickly, from the Scottish Redress.
Yeah.
What will then happen is we'll get what's called a panel date, where your case will be judged or adjudicated on. And then hopefully from there we'll get you some recognition of what's happened to you and some financial compensation, Mr. McMillan.
Yep.
Is that okay, sir?
Yeah, Mr. For years, I've not really been bothered about getting the money around that. And it's...
No, of course. Of course. It's not about the money, this is more about getting, you know, you guys, brave survivors of the care settings is getting you some recognition, and you know, hopefully it'll go a little way to realization that none of this is probably your fault, and what's happened to you into your adult life is you've been a product of what's happened to you.
Yeah, well, me said ever since I was born, I was in and out of care because my mum and dad kept on splitting up, and every other children's home I had been in was absolutely perfect. We say I preferred staying in care because I knew that as soon as I went home, again, I would be at home for just so long and then back in the care again. So everything was fine until I actually went to Red Hall, and then that Alan Much in Red Hall, he just spoiled everything.
Yeah. Well, it's not just the abuse. It's the fact of the instability as well that you had as a child. All that's a factor into your adulthood is, you know, the mistrust. Like you said, your social anxiety. It's probably we can all be tagged back at least to, you know, the psychology of being moved around a lot and, you know, not feeling wanted by your parents, and there's loads that.
Yeah, I wouldn't call them nightmares, but yeah, they're very, very close.
Yeah, and I get that. And thank you for being so brave and talking to me, Donald. Honestly, I don't underestimate how tough this is for you, and I just commend your bravery. I do. So do you have any questions for me, Donald, on what I'm going to do and how long?
No.
Okay, just to let you know, Donald, it's not going to be quick. It could be anywhere up to 10 months just to get the information back.
Yeah.
I just need to go back a step with you, Donald, just so you fully understand our fees and what other options are out there for you before I progress with your case. You are able to and can still obviously apply to the Scottish Redress yourself. You don't need a law firm to do that. Now, that obviously could entail, if you so wish, gathering your own evidence and building your own case, but that's entirely up to you.
I was already asked that, and I told the lawyers I'm quite happy to go as is.
Yeah, perfect. Okay. So just to let you know, so that option one, option two is there are lawyers out there who will help you in England and Scotland and won't charge you a fee, but they get paid direct from the Scottish Government as part of what's called the Government Legal Fee Scheme, where they get paid £2,000 by the Scottish Government, whether that client wins, loses or draws. Legally, I can't divulge or I can't express my feelings on those law firms and what they do and what they don't do, probably more importantly, what they don't do for clients. Also, I can tell you is that we don't participate in that scheme. We don't get paid by the Scottish Government. We don't want a handout from the Scottish Government. What we do is we're entering into a joint venture with you, which is under a no-win, no-fee, where if you win, we win. If you lose, we lose together.
Yeah.
Our fees are capped at 20%, inclusive of all VAT, Donald.
Yeah.
So no matter how much we spend, how much time we spend on your case, you will never pay us more than 20%. On the flip side to that, you may pay us less, again, dependent on how much time we spend on your case, but you'll never pay us more. Just to explain the no-fee bit, so no win, no fee.
Yeah, I'm quite happy with that, yeah.
Yeah, I just need to explain this last piece and then we'll crack on. So what that means is if we're unsuccessful, Donald, we won't be looking to take any sort of fees from you. Our insurance policy will cover all of our fees. We will never put you under any sort of financial distress. So it is a genuine, if you don't win, you don't pay. If you win, obviously, you know, you pay. So do you understand those three options, Donald?
Yeah, I understand, yes.
Perfect. And you still happy for me to continue with your case?
Yep.
Okay. So just to let you know, Donald, you did have a 14-day cooling off period from the time you signed the documentation with us. I mean, we can still put that into effect if you so wish. Or you can alternatively waive that 14-day cooling off period and we can get started on your case straight away.
Just go ahead straight away.
Okay, so you're happy to waive the 14-day?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. What I'll do, Donald, is I'll write to you within the next 2 weeks with all my contact details. You have my number now. My name's Michael. If you save my number, if you need me for anything, if you want to have a chat or you have some questions, then give me a call. If I don't answer that, leave me a message. I'll get straight back to you. But ultimately, I'll write to you within 2 weeks and I'll catch up with you every month via a phone call. And I'll explain to you. I'll let you know how I'm getting on and we can have a chat.
Okay.
Is that okay, Donald?
That's perfect, yeah.
Perfect. Do you have any questions for me, sir?
No. I might have a question after the call.
Call me. Just call me. Pick the phone up and ring me.
Right.
I wait for you, Donald. I'm here to wait for you, buddy. So you ring me whenever you need me, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Donald, thank you very much. Thank you so much for your time. I'm sorry I had to drag you through some old, old memories and stuff, but I do promise I am going to try my best for you.
Okay, that's no problem.
Thank you, Mr. McMillan. Enjoy the rest of your day, sir. Say
goodbye
to Doug for me.
Right, bye.
Bye now. Bye-bye.